Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. It's Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday. Coming up, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. And right now, we are doing You Big Dummy. Two more dummies to read, and then we will vote. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. All four. An amateur inventor posted a video showing off his latest creation, a, quote, motorized drift couch that seats three while driving down a road. Daniel Winter, a self-described inventor of dumb motorized stuff, posted a video to YouTube showing the motorized drift couch in action on the streets of his hometown. The video shows three men riding on the sofa while the man in the center seat steers the piece of motorized living room furniture. Winter's previous inventions include a motorized wheelie bin, trash container, and a gas-powered skateboard.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy, but after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Five. State police in Connecticut usually pull over cars for driving too fast, but on Sunday, troopers stopped and ticketed 10 cars for going too slow. Police received several calls from angry motorists when high-performance racing-type cars were slowing traffic to a crawl. Police say the lead car was filming the other cars, which were blocking both lanes of the highway with no other vehicles, so no other vehicles could pass. All 10 vehicles were pulled over, and the drivers issued infractions. Drivers who had been stuck in the backup thanked troopers verbally by honking their horns.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? For every dummy, there's a dummy.
All right, we have to vote. Let me do a little recap here so that we can get the vote going. Okay, dummy number one, the truck driver who didn't secure his load and lost half a manufactured house. The driver driving his motorcycle half naked with his feet. The driver dressed up like Batman pulled over in his Batmobile. The driver who made his couch into a car. And the drivers of 10 sports cars who stopped traffic so that they could film their sports cars. By the way, I didn't realize this, but it's an all-driving dummies this week. We have
how apropos.
That we've been talking about dumb drivers, and it's amazing. So all-driving dummies. So Dan Long filling in for Dan Shagrew. Who are you going with here?
I don't know. I like the visual of Batman standing on the side of the road with the trooper next to the Batmobile. This is too good for me to not vote for.
Okay, so you're going for Batman.
Yeah.
Okay. Esmeralda, where are you going?
I'm going with the sports cars.
The sports cars that just stop traffic so that they can take pictures.
Yeah.
They can film. All right. Look, we're going to have somebody call in and break the tie because I'm going with the idiot who's half naked driving the motorcycle with his feet. That's the one I'm going with. So we need someone to call in right now, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, and break the tie. I'm saying half-naked guy driving the motorcycle with his feet. Dan is saying Batman being pulled over in his Batmobile. And Esmeralda is saying the 10 sports cars who stopped traffic so that they could film their sports cars. Cast one vote. First person in votes and breaks the tie. You have to choose from those three. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You will break the tie, and then that will be our dummy of the week. While we're waiting for a caller to call in to break the tie, I will let you know that you can be a part of You Big Dummy. If you want to read a dummy story on the news on our show, well, then you can just find a link to a funny dummy story. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We'll get it recorded for you. You'll be on the air, and you'll win some Lou Malnati's pizza. So get yourself going on that, and it's a win-win situation. You get some pizza, and you get to be on the air. Boy, nobody's calling in to vote. I guess it's too tough. It's a too tough a decision. 312-981-7200. One caller. First caller calls in. The half-naked motorcycle guy driving with his feet, Batman being pulled over in his Batmobile, or the 10 sports cars who stopped traffic so that they could film their sports cars. So, vote now. 312-981-7... Hello? Hello? 312-981-7200. Now, nine phone lines light up right now. So there. All right, first person through, and they will vote and break the tie. 312-981-7200. Let's see what we got here. All right, are we ready? Okay, here we go. Steve, you're the first one in. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for the motorcycle guy who is riding like a goofball.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, Steve.
All right.
Thanks, everybody, for trying to get through again. So the naked, half-naked guy driving the motorcycle with his feet. That's our winner. All right. Let's start straight out of context. We'll have to stop it and then do it again after we break. But let's get this thing going. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context. Context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context. There you go. That's right. So, yeah, we've got straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and when anybody says anything at any time that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, what do we got?
First up, from Luke in Albany Park, and Jesse both sent this one in of Roger Badish.
I don't know if I have shown you mine.
Jeez. Nobody wants to see that, Raj. All right.
How about this one from Zach? He emailed this one in of Domity Pongo.
This gets deeper and deeper.
Oh, man. okay.
All right. Number three, Mary sent this one in of Rick Pearson.
Engineer Bob is looking for the corn dog that I left in his drawer.
What? I don't even understand that in context.
No, I don't.
I don't even understand. Why are you leaving a corn dog in Bob's drawer? I don't. Okay. All right.
Next, from Diane in Naperville, it's Brian Noonan.
They just keep whacking off.
Whoa, now. Come on now. Oh, man. All right.
I don't know if I would have had the guts to pull that one.
Yeah.
So prop to Dan Shagrew.
Dan Shagrew did the work on this one. Yeah. So, all right. Let's see. And we'll do one more before we break here.
All right. Well, before the break, Peter in Decatur sent this one in, and it's Esmeralda. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed one. Brian emailed this one in. Brian Noonan, again.
My nipples are raw.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know.
He's been racing a lot.
Oh.
Running.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm glad for him. All right, we'll take a break. We got weather, we got traffic, and when we come back, we'll finish up straight out of context, and we've got You Big Dummy. Oh, no, we did that already. We got Nick D Show Spies and then Fly Jams Friday. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come.
Out of context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're finishing up straight out of context, and we'll jump into Nick D Show Spies. And then Fly Jams Friday. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Okay, Dan, let's get back to it.
All right, we left off with, we have an Esmeralda hat trick right here. First,
oh
this
God.
One from Peter in Decatur.
It's just really hard.
A hat trick. Okay, that means we've got two more.
Next from Quad Cities, Doug.
I tried to do it once. Just once.
Just the one time. And you tried. You just tried. All right.
And one more from Quad Cities, Doug.
I really want to get some.
That's good. That's good. All right.
All right. Tim sent this one over of Violetta Podramatic.
I thought everyone's done that.
Oh, boy. Jeez. All right.
All right. Brian heard this one of King John Williams.
If it were up to me, we would just crank it out and it'd be done by now.
Oh, John. All right.
Joyce emailed this one over of Dean Richards, who I feel like ends up on here a lot.
A lot.
12-inch extended version.
Oh, boy. All right.
Streamwood Steve sent this one over of Lou Man's producer, Lindsay.
And gave it a little wiggle.
Give it a little wiggle?
I think that's what it said.
Oh, okay.
Paul heard this one of you.
Me?
Nick DiGilio.
Oh, boy. Third base. God, I love third base. That's good. I didn't even think of that. That's good. That's good. Well, I was talking about the rap duo. That's what I was. It was a very innocent thing. Somebody requested Pop Goes the Weasel. And so the weasel goes pop. All right.
Next, Mark D. and Aurora sent this one over. Wendy Snyder.
Nut package.
Nut package. That used to be my name when I was at my college radio station. Yeah, nut package. Yeah. All right.
Next, from Jesse, it's Carl Amari of the WGN Radio Theater.
Mm. Cans. Those are called the cans.
I'm assuming he was talking about headphones. I would like to think that he was talking about headphones. Okay.
All right. Next two are from Kevin in Iowa. First, Vic Vaughn.
You got to milk it as far as you can, right?
Oh, man. It's been a while since Vic's been on the old segment here. It's been a while. All right.
Next, we have one of Esmeralda and Nick DiGilio.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and he's just getting naked. He keeps taking off all his clothes.
That's great. What the hell were we talking about, Esmeralda? What was that?
I have no idea.
What were we talking about? I don't know. I can't even remember what the hell we were talking about. Dan Chagrou is the one who pulled these clips. He put them together for us, so he would know. We'll have to ask. Remember to ask Dan what we were talking about. He keeps taking off all of his clothes.
Got it.
All right. All right. Is that the last one? That was it. That's a nice way to end it. It's a good way to end it. Esmeralda and I talking about some guy taking all his clothes off, and we have no idea what the hell we were talking about. All right. And here we go.
What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like hey. Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Spies. Spies.
Like us.
That's right. It is Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you put on your spy gear. We want to know about it. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got, Dan?
All right, just one spy this week, and it was Margaret in Bridgeport sent this one over. And Patty Vasquez missed an event this past weekend in Chicago that she loves, but you hate.
You know what I really did miss, though? Jen Zanotti joins me in studio. I missed being able to see the Air and Water show. That's something that I, in general, get a chance to get. Did you see any of the Air and Water show?
I did not.
None of it? Like, even no. You had to have seen people's photos.
Yes, I saw photos. Yeah. Yes.
Esmeralda, did you catch any of the Air and Water show? I know that Nick D hates it.
I saw pictures.
You saw
pictures. And video.
I absolutely hate the Air and Water show. I despise it.
It didn't feel that bad this year.
Oh, I just hate it. It's the worst weekend of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I didn't really hear any, though, oddly enough.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little
Thank
bit further.
Goodness.
I'm a little, oh, my God, please. It's just obnoxious and ridiculous. I can't stand it. But yeah, no, I mean, you know, since I don't live as close to the lake anymore, it's not as bad. But when I lived, you know, like off of Clark, it was absurd. It was ridiculous.
But we can usually hear it. I remember hearing it more of them practicing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they start like on Thursday, I think.
Yeah.
And then they go, and it just goes all the way through. They buzz the buildings down here. They buzz Wrigley Field. It's so pleasant. I remember I complained about it. I complained about it years ago on the air because I complain about it all the time, every year. It's a yearly complaint from me. it's the Air and Water Show. And I remember Andy Herman, who was my producer at the time, was answering the phone calls. And there are people out there who love the Air and Water Show and don't like it when I talk bad about the Air and Water Show, which is fine, but it sucks. So some guy called up and I said, I can't stand that, you know, this, the Jets, the sound, all that crap. It's so stupid. Makes no sense to me. And then, some guy called up and told Andy off the air. He goes, tell Nick to F himself. He goes, because when you hear that sound, that's the sound of freedom. And for all those years, that's what Andy and I would always say. It's the weekend where we can hear the sound of freedom. You tell Nick that when he hears that, that's the sound of freedom. Okay, dude. All right, anyway. All right, well, thank you. We'll do all the regular features again next week. Dan, can we play the thing? That's the thing?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. All right. So we got a special Fly Jams Friday for this week. DJ Shagru is not here. DJ Longfellow is. We have Esmeralda the Heart Melda. She's still spinning on her head. Viggity Viggity Vic, verified double V, running around like a lunatic in the newsroom. And then I am Wiki Wiki Nikki. And we've got a special one. This is a Fly Jam for every year from 1960 to 2000. We'll try to get through as many of these as we possibly can. These were on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, and they at least all of the songs reached number one. At some point during that year. So from 1960 to 2000, and that's what we're going to be featuring coming up right after we take a break for the news.